You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Roto. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Roto Experts in the Morning starts now.
Hour number two underway here on the Roto Experts in the Morning. Alongside fantasy executive Corey Parson, the King, Scott Angle, Wall Street, Matt Modica, Greg Sussman with you for the next 2 hours, hanging out and trying to make our way, trying to figure it all out as we prep for week number one. And that prep leads me to Philadelphia, because I want options. We all do. That's why we take stabs late in drafts, and that's why we talk about this so incessantly, because we want to find as many options as possible. That leads me to believe that there is an option in Philadelphia that maybe we haven't discussed enough. So, LeGarrette Blount, Matt, you've been on record saying, listen, Bennett signed for $1 million or so guaranteed. He would have been cut on cut day this past Saturday. We've talked about Wendell Smallwood. We've talked about Darren Sproles before. But there never seems to be a consensus of any of the four of us if we own any Philadelphia running backs. I know I don't. Matt, you have 35 teams, so I assume you own some Philadelphia running back somewhere.
I have a couple shares of Smallwood. The guy that I own the most would be Sproles. I mean, for the PPR format, he's really the only one I would roll out. I would hope in a 12-team league you have better options. I mean, for me, Sproles is a bench guy right now. Blount, I think I have like two shares. One is with a partner. I just really don't believe in Blount. Maybe I'm wrong. We'll see. Maybe this weekend he gets in the end zone three times. Who knows? But I'm betting against that.
You know, interesting, Scotty, I look at this very clearly, right? LeGarrette Blount's gonna be the goal line back. And I've said that from the beginning, that he is going to play this Ryan Matthews role where he only comes in the game inside the 10-yard line to score touchdowns. That is going to be his jump. 31, 4th and 1, so on and so forth. Darren Sproles' role is going to be the passing down back. He's going to be in there to pass block and play the role that Darren Sproles has played for 10 years in this league. Wendell Smallwood is going to be the guy that, in between the 20s, he's the main running back for Philadelphia. When they want to run the ball inside in between the 20s, it's going to be Wendell Smallwood.
You think so?
I do. But I don't think the ceiling is just very high for that. Like, it's a workman's role, but like, it doesn't help us for fantasy.
No, it's going to be a committee. And you described it perfectly. Yeah. Yes, I'm agreeing with you. You described it perfectly. Yeah. Smallwood has looked the best. He's shown more patience as a runner.
Yeah.
Good vision. He's made defenders miss during the preseason. That's what they wanted to see from him. I'd have a few shares of Smallwood. I'm in about 9 leagues. I got him in about 3, I would say. So I guess if I want to run out there like in a regular PPR, it might be like Sproles or Smallwood. In a standard, you know, you put Blount in there if it's a deeper league, or, you know, maybe you don't have Ezekiel Elliott or something this week, and, you know, I hope he gets in the end zone, which I think they will.
Yeah, so I think that's the only reason you start LeGarrette Blount, is you hope he gets into the end zone. I'll take a break. I want to get Corey's thoughts on the Philadelphia Eagles running game situation and what we can do and what you can try to project going forward. It's Roto Experts in the Morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Ezekiel Elliott, Carl Anthony Towns, Corey Seager. Those are the rookies of the year, much like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The fastest growing fantasy sports network on radio is completely free, 24/7. Listen to us live at fntsy.com/radio or download the app right now in the Google Play Store or on iTunes. All right, fantasy executive, when it comes to the Philadelphia Eagles and their running game, I tried to break it down as best as possible. Where are you on this?
The Philadelphia Eagles running game? I mean, I don't want to put it like this because, you know, I know people want answers, and then I don't want to be like the dude that don't sit up here and answer the questions. But here's the thing, right? This is not a place where you go to look for running back production. If you want to take a gamble with either player in the mid to later rounds, LeGarrette Blount or Wendell Smallwood, to me, is 50-50. Flip a coin, pick whichever one you want. I would lean more towards the veteran because he's been there and done that before, but that's the only positive thing I can say about LeGarrette Blount. The only positive thing I can say about Wendell Smallwood is he's a little bit younger and experienced, and they might give him a shot. You feel what I'm saying? Other than that, nothing to see here.
Yeah, if you have to start one of these running backs, for you're in me, trouble. Your draft went wrong.
Yeah, you did something wrong. It's week one. What the hell is going on? Nobody's on bye. You feel what I'm saying,
man? No, I'm with you. Yeah.
Who got hurt?
I get it. I get it. But I'm also trying to plan for the future, right? Like, I'm also trying to plan for these guys.
Okay, so you're trying to... Well, that'll shake itself out in the meantime, in between time. Before we get to the buys, we'll have a clearer picture of how it looks. I would be very interested in see how the splits work out this week against DC, who, you know, they can't stop the run anyway. If they don't run the ball against DC, they're not going to be running the ball, period.
Probably not, no. All right. Scott, you said yesterday it's your favorite type of game for Adrian Peterson. It's the hashtag revenge game. Are we going to do this whole revenge game thing again this year, you think?
It depends on the player. I mean, you just can't say, you know, a guy going against his former team. It's like, you know, is the player capable of doing it? And, you know, I think Peterson's got something to prove. I think he'll probably score a touchdown. But yardage-wise, you know, that team is, you know, without Armstead at left tackle. That doesn't help. They're playing a very good defensive line, so I'm not expecting a lot of yardage necessarily from Peterson.
I think with Willie Snead's suspension of 3 games, I think Ingram could play a big role. I'm with Scott. I think if the opportunity presents itself, they're going to try and get Peterson in the end zone. But due to not having Snead, I think Ingram will get a boost in the passing game.
Let me ask you this. When it comes to the Saints, Snead out, Mark Ingram should get a little boost in the passing game, as you're saying here. I mentioned yesterday the Saints have a top 5 Pro Football Focus offensive line. Scott, if you had to start one of them, who would you start? Ingram or Peterson in the revenge game?
I got to start Ingram because I know I've seen him be the lead running back. It's, you know, if you know you want to take some wild gamble, you know, with Peterson on daily, then he gets you 10 points or 12 points. You know, go ahead and do it. You know, he could have 60 yards and a rushing touchdown. But again, you know, this is a tough Vikings defense. I know the Saints offensive line is good, but it's a tough Vikings defense, and they are missing Terron Armstead too.
And they're going on the road at Minnesota and stuff. You know, I think it's going to be a really good game. I'm looking forward to that. I think both games.
Okay.
On Monday night, a really too good match.
Yeah, it's funny. I was talking to my girlfriend about this. I was like, all right, next Monday, it's the first night of Monday Night Football. She goes, well, it's the season finale, Bachelor in Paradise. I was like, what?
I hope you don't cave, Greg.
You can just record it.
This is, yeah. She can watch it in the bedroom, Scott.
Yeah.
Yes. So, you know, there's 2 TVs for a reason.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't care if it's the season finale. There's 2 football games on. It's work. You know, I have to do my job.
If it wasn't work, you'd be watching the game.
Well, this is my excuse.
Yeah, no, I know. I use it as an excuse. But I don't have nobody to use it. Now I just do it. I just listen.
I just want to know in advance. Because the second game starts at 10?
Yeah. No, I will not stay up for that whole game. No, I'll watch extensive highlights in the morning.
You watch extensive highlights?
Yeah, I watch
extensive highlights. Will Scott be in on Tuesday? Yeah.
You know, you make yourself look like foolish when you laugh
now,
at
I'm
that.
Laughing. Now I'm laughing.
And
now
you're making
I'm
yourself
laughing.
Looking
and
foolish.
Now, you said the joke about extensive highlights, and he comes for me.
Yeah, but you know what?
He comes for
when
me.
When you guys joke about it, it makes you look foolish.
Why?
Because you're making fun of me for preparing. What I'm doing is preparing for the show to be good, to give good analysis, and you're laughing at that. You can't watch every game. You can't. It's especially during the preseason. Not every game is on.
I don't want to.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing right
what
there.
What I do during the preseason
is... Listen, extensive highlights work for you, Scott. It works for you.
You didn't even watch a lot of preseason. You didn't even know how Jamal Charles looked. You're going to make fun of me for preparing? That's why you have a losing record against me all the time. That's why you have a losing record against me, right?
I haven't watched one game.
Let me tell you something.
If I haven't watched one game, I bet you I have a better season than you do.
Oh, yeah?
I guarantee you.
Says the guy who started 0-9 last year? Yeah.
Make fun of
me for watching, for being prepared,
extensive
right?
Extensive highlights.
Yeah,
because you don't get it.
You make yourself look foolish when you do that. I walk in prepared, okay? Not every game is on television. Preseason. And I'll catch all of them during the regular season.
So this is the battle of preparation versus
not.
No, I'm just trying to. I'm trying to save Corey from making himself look like a fool
versus Preparation H.
Yeah, all he's got is jokes. Meanwhile, I was watching
more,
preseason,
I'm doing more
and you're asking
Scott.
Me about the film.
I'm doing.
You're
more
asking
radio.
Me about
you're
the.
Damn right,
see,
I got
you. You know what the bottom line is? You know what the bottom line is? I'm established. Okay, I'm a Hall of Famer. You're still proving yourself.
Right, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Yeah. They play each other week one.
I don't care who I play. He's not different than any other opponent for me.
Oh, I'm just letting our listeners know. Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm much different.
Not different than any other opponent.
I'm much different.
I don't care who I play.
I'm
it's a big
different.
Deal to you.
I'm much different.
As soon as the league was launched, you're like, oh, I'm playing Scott week one. I got to have people over to watch live
scoring.
I'm
not different than the people you play against, Scott. You in the
you're
league
no
with, some washed up rock, with some washed up rock stars.
Washed
you
up?
You in the league with some washed up
washed
rock
up.
Stars. You in the league with
you
some,
don't even know who the Beatles are. How do you know they're washed up?
You play in the league with Austin Dillon and his mother. What are you talking about who you play against? Stop playing.
Who I play again? I play the GST. I play the NFFC.
You play Austin Dillon.
I play against everybody because I'm not a snob like you. Only cares about himself. I'm here to win for myself. I'm here to give people information. You only care about yourself.
Are you making fun of people that watch live scoring?
What's
that? Is that you're doing?
No, I said Corey. The game means so much to him when he plays me that he has people over and he watches live scoring.
Man, dude was talking about a couple years ago bragging how he beat Austin Dillon mama in fantasy football.
See, you were bragging yourself. You're like, Austin, I'm playing you in fantasy this week. I'm going to put you into the wall.
And I did.
So? You play against those same people I play against. You ain't no different than any other opponent who's tried to come talk crap to me and they walked away crying.
Hey, Matt, where are you? I mean, you're in a thousand leagues. How are you at live scoring? When do you check it out? Throughout the day, you're just like constantly scrolling or you just like look Sunday
by
night?
By the way, I'm sorry to interrupt you. By the way, I just had to Google Austin Dillon. I have no idea.
He's a race car driver. He's very popular
he's
guy.
Friend of the program, actually.
Yeah, cool guy.
Actually, he's going to be on the Fantasy Hall of Fame Hour very soon.
Nice.
I'm sure he's a great guy.
Next week. Yeah. That's exciting. Anyway, Scott, Matt, like I asked, you have 1,000 leagues. How do you do with live scoring? Do you just check throughout the day? Like, you just watch football, you're going through your scores, or you just check Sunday night, Monday morning? How does that work for you?
No, I have to know what's going on. I don't know. I'm watching games. I mean, I know guys I have and who I have the lion's share of.
Right.
I mean, first and foremost, the drafts that happened this past weekend that will happen the rest of this week are my most important drafts.
Sure.
So I pretty much know the player pool that I have there.
Sorry.
And when somebody scores or, you know, a team is getting shut out that I have a couple of offensive players on. But I could not go through the day. And then this Sunday, you know, I'll be doing the Red Zone show. So.
Absolutely. I'm very excited to hear that. It's our NFL Red Zone show. Matt Modica, George Kurtz, I believe.
Yes.
That's very, very exciting.
Very excited to be back with George.
It's going to be awesome. Saturday throughout the games. You just want fantasy analysis. This is this place to be, man. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Modica and George, our NFL Red Zone program. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. And a strongly highest recommendation and all that. Not to start any controversy in any way. But what if I told you somebody at this table like didn't look at their live scores until Sunday night?
I've heard that. Hey, if you can do it, I guess that's... But I don't know. I couldn't. There's just.
I find it amazing.
I understand the thought process in it.
You can't change it anyway.
But it's like...
It doesn't matter who you're playing. It just is what it is. I mean, what's going to happen is going to happen. I can't believe it. I sit here refresh. And I find it incredible. I really do, Scotty. Nothing negative. I find it incredible you're able to do it.
Look, first few years I did it. It drove me crazy. Yeah. You know, it's like... So I figured, you know, let's just watch the games. You know, break them down, analyze them. You know, root for your favorite team at 4 o'clock. And, you know,
what if they play at 1 o'clock?
What's that?
What if they play at 1 o'clock?
They play a lot at 4 o'clock. You know, but you know, root for my favorite team at 4 o'clock, and you know, if the chips fall where they may. I've submitted the best lineup and done the best analysis I can, and I can't control anything after that. I'm not going to drive myself crazy. Plus, I have too many teams. So,
well, it's interesting, Scott. That means I just realized this. That means if you have a matchup where you can, let's say, have a guy playing on Sunday night or Monday night or whatnot, or even in the late games, and depending on how your matchup is going, you won't make a decision, right? Like, you won't make a decision to put a guy in or take a guy out, kind of based on what your scoring is then, right?
That's it's very rare where you can have that opportunity, though.
But it does happen. It does happen.
Yeah, it does happen. But I'm saying I don't look at it until like 7 o'clock. So at that point, yeah, maybe if that does arise, I can make that decision. But I don't sit there from 1:30 to 6:30 obsessing about it.
Okay. All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, for the final time here in this 2017 preseason, I'm going to go to the ADP desk. I want to try to figure out where these guys landed when it was all said and done. According to Fantasy Pros, we're going to talk about those guys in relation to week one. We'll do it when we come back. This is the Roto Experts in the Morning on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Quarterback to receiver hookups, running back depth analysis, rookie values in dynasty leagues, deep sleepers, training camp battles. These are just a few of the in-depth features you will find inside the 2017 RotoExperts.com Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Plus, you get a full year of in-season coverage as a bonus. Get the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package now at RotoExperts.com. Enter free radio at checkout for your special discount.
You like this? You like this jam?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
It's cool. You know what I'm saying? A little Yeezy, you know what I'm saying? I like more of the Kanye's older stuff when before he got involved with the Kardashian gal.
This is older.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I'm with you, dude.
Before he got involved with the Kardashian gal and he lost his mind.
Yeah, no, I liked it. I like all his older stuff, too. I also preferred before he used all the auto-tune.
Yeah.
I was
thinking
that. That was
cool. This Kardashian gal just ruined like what would have been like a real great hip hop artist. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's crazy because I was listening to some of his older stuff recently. That's why I asked Tom to give us a bunch of Kanye this morning, and it was so good. It was so normal.
Yeah, yeah. Now he's not normal man at all. Yeah, I would be very them Kardashian gals. They real nice looking, but you got to put them on the red carpet and then going about your business. Kind of like Reggie Bush. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. Red carpet, going about your business. You don't want to buy the whole thing.
What do you think Reggie Bush is up to right now?
Reggie Bush probably chilling.
Yeah. You probably
sleep.
I met him one night in Los Angeles. It was 2-3 in the morning at Mel's Driving.
Yep.
Out in Hollywood.
That's
seems like a nice guy.
Is there anything else in that story?
No, we'll end it there.
I met David Wright before. and Gloria Pizza.
He actually dated a future WWE woman before Kim Kardashian and Reggie Bush did.
Oh, Reggie Bush got a strong belt. Oh, yeah, Reggie Bush gets it done. Yeah,
he's still married to this woman, I think.
Reggie Bush is...
He's married to that model.
Yeah, good
dancer.
For him.
Yeah, good for him indeed. All right. What are you saying, Scotty? I apologize.
Nothing. Go ahead.
Okay.
Talking about David Wright.
Shout out to David Wright. Hope his surgery goes well.
Let's go to Fantasy Pros. Guys, for the ADP desk for the final time this year.
ADP desk, Fantasy Executive. Yay. Let's go.
All right, there you go.
What are you going to be, yeah?
That was good. Okay.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it. I'm sorry. All right, here you go. The ADP desk, fantasypros.com. In front of me, I need you gentlemen to pick a number, literally any number, because
can we update this to reflect newer average draft positions like in the last 2 weeks or so like that, so we're not just going over the same thing? You feel what I'm saying?
We could compare with the last 4 days of the NFFC.
Okay, let's do it like that. Matt, you got that?
I have that ready.
All right, let's do that, yeah. Greg. So you go that, and then we got that over here so we can have like a tennis match with ADPs. Mm-hmm.
All right, give me a number, Corey.
78.
Number 78 on the list, according to fantasypros.com, which means this person went in the middle of the 7th round here.
Yeah.
That is running back. Frank Gore, running back, y'all. Middle of the 7th round for Frank Gore.
If you're an Ezekiel Elliott owner, you know, or you're playing the long game, maybe, you know, with a Derrick Henry, or maybe you got like a dude like Piron on the bench that some of y'all think is going to pop, I don't think, and you need more safety and stability at running back, somebody that's not going to get you a donut, have a role in the game plan, get 12 to 15 touches. If you build your team that way, then I can see you putting Frank Gore on it in a 12-team league. In a 10-team league, you don't really have no business having Frank Gore on your team. Not if you want to win.
That's what I told Danny in his 8-team league.
There you go. Frank Gore, Scotty, is he somebody that you own anywhere?
No shares of Frank Gore. The problem with that, though, is how dependable is he going to be with Andrew Luck out maybe the first three or four games, you know, with Scott Tolzien or Jacoby Brissett, a quarterback. You know, defenses will not respect the passing game, and they're also, there'll be less scoring opportunities for him as well. There's a guy that finished with 8 total touchdowns. So if you're going to be missing Zeke in week one, I don't know how comfortable you are with Frank Gore.
He's a starting running back.
I don't know what it was.
So
I cannot
Perkins.
Let you do this.
So is Paul
he
Perkins.
Doesn't have a quarterback, Corey.
Huh?
So is Paul Perkins.
Oh, Paul Perkins playing on a football team that don't run the football.
He's still starting. He's not running back.
They don't run the football.
Corey, Scott Tolzien, Corey. Scott Tolzien is running the offense.
Yeah, and Frank
Gore. Scott Tolzien, they don't have a quarterback,
Corey. And they're going to turn around and hand the ball off to Frank Gore. Scott,
yeah, and you think the defense is not going to know that?
He's not going to score 17 like Zay Jones will this week.
Yeah,
he
might not score 10. He might not score 10. He might not score 10. See, I throw that out there. See, I throw that out there to help the listeners. You just care about yourself.
Okay.
I'm telling the listeners, Greg, the listeners that have Ezekiel
Scott
Elliott,
told Zeke, I cannot let you do this. They have no quarterback, Corey. Isn't that what you said to me?
Why,
Scott told Zeke?
Why is he stealing my stuff?
I'm throwing your stuff back in your face where it should go.
Why is he stealing my stuff, Greg?
I'm throwing it back in your face. You've said this to me, so now I'm saying it to you. How can you tell me that you can rely on Frank Gore when Scott told Zeke is the quarterback? We have to be I have to have you ready for week one, Corey. You cannot be telling the people that Frank Gore is going to be dependable when Scott told Zeke is the quarterback and the defense knows that.
Scott, if you don't improve, Cardano's going to make you leave.
I don't approve. Scott Tolzien is the quarterback.
If you don't
Scott
approve,
Tolzien I'm, is the quarterback, Corey.
Ahead,
you said it to me.
I don't think you'd ever rely on Frank Gore, ever, to be honest with you.
I'm just saying, if you're in a pinch, you're the Zeke owner, something like
why,
that.
Why are you in a pinch? So then start LeGarrette Blount. Would you start with LeGarrette Blount or Frank Gore?
I would start LeGarrette Blount.
You just told me that you never have any reason to start LeGarrette Blount.
And then you look at the
thing. You said.
You know who I would start over both these stiffs?
No.
Rob Kelly.
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right, then.
All right, good talk. All right, where did Frank Gore in FFC?
He's the 94th player off the board over the last 4 days, encompassing 77 drafts. The 78th player was Adam Thielen. But this is PPR. I'm assuming you're going to
PPR. I have PPR as well. Okay, let's continue, shall we?
A much tighter board on that side.
Let's continue. Yeah. Fantasy Pro is what we're using here. Fantasy Pro is ADP.
Let's do it.
Scott Angle, please give me a number.
66.
Go to number 66. Move off the board a little bit. Number 66, Giants wide receiver. That's Brandon Marshall.
Yeah, you know, I know how, like, Matt talks about how he studied how, like, big receivers sometimes break down at this age. I know there was all the problems with the Jets last year, but he was still banged up. I know a lot of people are Marshall because of the name, and you look at the 2015 season, but I just don't know. It's like, I don't have confidence drafting him as a starting wide receiver. You know, just in case, I'll take him as a wide receiver before, but I'm not comfortable with him as my wide receiver 3.
Here's my thing on Brandon Marshall. I think he's either going to be really good or really bad. I don't think there's going to be a happy medium.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you.
I look at somebody that's going to draw as much attention from the quarterback, get as much targets as Brandon Marshall. I think you can start him as a wide receiver 3 on a week-in, week-out basis. I really don't have no problem with that. I think that he, in that Giants system, and what they like to do, how they're going to be throwing the football because they can't run it with that bum Paul Perkins. Brandon Marshall had a bad idea as a wide receiver 3, wide receiver 4. I think you can buy him at a good price now.
Did Brandon Marshall really say yesterday, when asked about if Eli's the best quarterback he ever played with, he has a long way to go
until he
replaces Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Ryan Fitzpatrick was perfect for that system.
I think it was sarcasm. That's what that was.
I think so too. I'm hoping.
I think that was.
But I'm saying.
Just
I don't. I know. I'm
point
not
out that Ryan Fitzpatrick was the closest one, and it was a joke. I think.
It might change this year. Brandon Marshall has never played an NFL playoff game.
No, he has not. Corey, do you think Odell
really?
Beckham?
Wow.
Do you think Odell Beckham will play on Sunday night?
Oh yeah, he's gonna play. That boy like to show off too much. Of course he's gonna play.
Okay, cool. Just making sure.
Is he going to be a decoy?
I hope not. Matty Moe, give me a number, please.
45.
Good. Oh, continuing up the board, we go to number 45. That is Lions wide receiver Golden Tate.
I love it. I love Golden Tate. Every time I get a team and Golden Tate is my third wide receiver, and I can put that 90 catches in my third wide out slot, it's going to be hard for you to beat me.
Possible 100.
It's middle of the fourth round, Golden Tate value.
He's under, like, that's a steal in the middle of the fourth round. 90 catches in the middle of the fourth round. That's a steal.
Yeah, I agree. It's a good spot.
Told everybody about how nice Golden Tate was last year. Some decided not to listen.
Also ranked Lamar Miller fourth and are still crying about it a year later.
Speaking of Lamar Miller, he's the 45th player off the board of the NFFC.
Really?
Which I found surprising over the last 4 days.
Those are the smart ones, right?
I was watching his stock. He went in the sixth round in one draft on either Friday or Saturday. So,
well, the NFFC in general, people seem to like Lamar Miller again.
There are still
believers. Well, just so you know, in Fantasy Pros, he is number 30.
Wow.
Fantasy Pros has been going in the middle of the third round, which I haven't seen very, very much.
You know, I hope you don't. No, I'm not talking about that dude.
No, please, please.
No, I'm good.
You're done.
I'm done. LM. He's like Brent. He's like BP. Not mentioning him no more.
Not gonna mention his name anymore.
LM.
Huh. All right. There you go. Whatever. Let's continue going around, shall we?
Let's do it.
Look, the final draft positions.
Let me do it.
Yeah.
It's my turn.
You're up.
113.
113 is the number. 113 is a player that I feel like you kind of like.
Who?
Marvin Jones.
I like who? Marvin Jones. That dude is such a bum. And last year they had the audacity to be like, oh, he's going to be the number one wide receiver in Detroit. Never listened to the beat writers in Detroit. Marvin Jones was a stiff. I told you what happened. If you watch the tape, the first couple games, he was going crazy. Then somebody said, put somebody on him. And they put somebody on him, and it was over. It was Dunsky. Now, the situation this year without Anquan Boldin a little different. You'd like him to maybe get some red zone opportunities and some red zone catches, especially with Eric Ebron health being a little bit shaky. So, if you want to put him in that Sterling Shepard type area, a bench wide receiver that could pop, I don't have a problem with you doing that. But I bet not catch him in your starting lineup. And if you're playing me and got him in your starting lineup, prepare to lose. And I'm going to run the score up.
Marvin Jones, Scott, can I get you behind him at all?
No, I'm with Corey. I think Corey broke it down pretty well. It's Marvin Jones, to me, is the number three wide receiver in the NFL who's miscast as a starter in Detroit.
Okay. All right. Give me another one. Give me another number, please, sir.
192.
192. You're going deep.
You're digging deep.
You're going deep. It's digging deep league for kicker Cairo Santos.
Look, Kansas City, you know, they're going to have some drive stall in the red zone there. It's, you know, not a completely balanced offense. So he's a top eight kicker.
Do you guys ever have a kicker you always go with? Like, mine's always Brandon McManus. I can't tell you why. But
Caleb Sturgis, because he has 11 around.
Caleb Sturgis, yeah, that's one. Caleb Sturgis and Blair Walsh are my guys this year.
I always go with McManus. Blair Walsh, shocker right there. Because
serious?
He plays in Denver. Are you serious because he plays for your favorite team? We'll be back right after this.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Final ADP desk here of the year on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. By the way, they do hope to get an Ezekiel Elliott ruling today from Harold Henderson, which will be, of course, the next step in the process. Andrew Brandt, a few moments ago, who is a former worked for the Packers, also a lawyer, does some law work at Villanova Law School, worked for ESPN for a little while as well. He said the NFL court filing re Ezekiel Elliott. The commissioner has broad power. Check the CBA. That power just endorsed the Second Circuit, which is where the Brady ruling happened, and it was cited six times, the Brady ruling. So even though Jerry Jones and Ezekiel Elliott's team, the NFLPA, has sued the NFL, there's just no guarantee that they're going to win that. I want to make it very, very clear.
And there's precedent.
And there is precedent. Not the same court, though. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't technically apply when they do have that back. You know, court, you seem very, very confident Zeke's going to play this week. I can't be nearly that confident.
No, if you don't, I mean, listen, I'm not going to let them. If I'm Zeke, I'm innocent. I'm not going to let them roll. I'm not going to let them do that to me. I'm going to take their ass to court.
Period.
But he might not win, is what I'm saying. Even
if he doesn't win, then I got two teams with Ezekiel Elliott on it. I'm in the same boat as y'all are.
But like, you can. So what I'm saying is, you can take the NFL to court, but it might not. But even if he takes him to court, he might not get a stay, and he's still be suspended. Why this is wait? Why he's waiting for this to play out?
I'm willing to take that risk.
Okay. I just want to be totally upfront and I'll be very clear with you.
Yep, no doubt.
Matty Mo, give me a number. ADP desk, please, sir.
Let's go with 22.
All the way up the board from 192 to 22. And that leads us to, wow, he went this low? This is crazy. He went Seattle wide receiver, Doug Baldwin. Baldwin, number 22, it's wide receiver 11 off the board. I guess there's a lot of running backs that went in, according to Fantasy Pros. But wide receiver 11, running, the 22nd player off the board. Where did Doug Baldwin go in NFC, Matt?
He's the 19th player off the board.
All right, not that far off here. Three players. I know you're very high on Doug Baldwin this year.
Yeah, no. I mean, I don't see why there's not. I know some people are going to say he finished in his 90 percentile of outcomes and stuff. He is the passing game. He's the number one option. There is Jimmy Graham there. And even if Paul Richardson gets a slightly bigger role, it's going to go through Doug Baldwin. 7 touchdowns last year is nothing to sneeze at. He had 14 the year before. Yes, that there was going to be regression in that number. Double digits, I think, is attainable, especially with the bad offensive line. I agree with Corey. They're going to have a hard time running the ball. Maybe short passes will complement. It will be a substitute for the running game, excuse me. So, yeah, I don't see – this guy catches everything thrown to him. And, like I said, since week 10 of 2015, he's been the number two wide receiver as far as points in PPR.
Dougie Baldwin, Dougie Fresh, a wide receiver one for many on the fantasy teams here in 2017. Corey Parson, give me a number, please.
93.
Number 93 up the board. We go all the way up to Titans wide receiver Eric Decker.
I'm not the I wasn't the biggest Eric Decker guy 6 weeks ago. I want to see him get healthy. Now I'm gonna see the health trending in the right direction. Think he could be a nice option in that offense. But when it comes to draft, if you're still drafting, you gotta understand them Titan wide receivers. They all go in the same range, and I would take Corey Davis and Rashard Matthews before Decker. If you decide your guy is Decker, I have no problem with that. But my guy is the other two gentlemen, Davis and Matthews.
Mine too. Decker's third for me.
Yeah, me too. I don't hate him. No, I don't hate him, though.
No, I don't hate him. I have no problem with him. I just don't, you know, it just kind of is what it is. Scott.
117.
117, continuing up the board. Number 117 right now is quarterback Philip Rivers. And I'm glad Rivers has come up because everybody kind of likes the Chargers offense a lot. They like the pieces in the Chargers offense. And I thought Philip Rivers was someone that's going pretty high, like back in July, like we did Scott's Fishbowl. I remember I drafted Philip Rivers along with Drew Brees, and I was like, oh, wow, you have Philip Rivers and Drew Brees. And then it was like, it kind of started to fall a little bit on Philip Rivers, and no one really seemed to be all that interested. Where did you wind up when it was all said and done with Philip Rivers, Scotty?
I have my 12th ranked fantasy quarterback right now on rotoexperts.com, an exclusive edge fantasy football package for those of you still drafting. Enter Susmania, check out for a special discount. And you know what? I get the feeling, especially from a lot of mainstream players,
yeah,
that they're not comfortable with Rivers as their starting quarterback. They want a bigger name. They want somebody with more upside. They want a Winston or somebody like that. They're not comfortable with Rivers because he threw 33 touchdown passes, but he also threw 21 interceptions. I feel like you can be comfortable with Rivers as your quarterback. Yes, Melvin Gordon is going to score his touchdowns. They're going to attempt to run the ball more, but Philip Rivers is who Philip Rivers is. He has always been a very steady fantasy quarterback. If you're going to be one of the guys that waits, especially and lurk on quarterback, you could do way worse than Philip Rivers.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Philip Rivers. I think I have him 11th in my for quarterbacks. The thing has been, especially in a 4-point passing touchdown league, and you get negative 2 points for interceptions. The two of the last 3 years, he's either led or been tied for interception total. So that does decrease his value. But he has consistently thrown for over 30 touchdowns and about 4,500 yards.
Yeah, there you go. Philip Rivers, a fine, you know, fine quarterback. What did he say? Quarterback 12. I have his quarterback 13. I think it's a right spot for him. Would you rather have Philip Rivers or Ben Roethlisberger?
I'm gonna lean Philip Rivers this year. I do think Roethlisberger can really come back with Martavis Bryant fully reinstated and stuff. But those road splits are just so stark. I can't ignore them.
Corey Parson, who would you rather have?
Big Ben. Give me Big Ben.
You'd rather go Big Ben, so you're going the other way here.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Big Ben. I'm taking Big Ben because I think the situation gets better with Martavis Bryant in the offense.
But even though Martavis Bryant, what did he have, like 15 touchdowns in 21 games, something crazy like that, I think pretty much only three came on the road. So they still seem to struggle there. I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand it. Why it's so drastic.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Rivers there. I'm pretty much in agreement with Matt, but I haven't ranked right next to each other. If somebody wants Roethlisberger over Rivers, I'm not gonna vehemently debate it.
Okay. I think Roethlisberger has the path to being. I'll agree with this, to being a possible top five. I don't see Rivers being there.
Okay, let me continue on the ADP desk here, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. The final ADP desk of the 2017 season. Who's up next? You, Matt?
Let's go with 77.
77, the number to choose, and that is Bengals tight end Tyler Eifert. Now, Tyler Eifert, Corey has ranked very low, wants nothing to do with him. He's very adamant about that. He has minus some tendonitis he went through. He seemingly has been healthy, along with Rob Gronkowski, along with Jordan Reed. They all seem healthy right now. Tyler Eifert, how comfortable are you, Matt, that he'll remain healthy?
Comfortable, confident, not great, but I'm willing to draft him in the eighth round if he's there, maybe okay. End of the seventh. The guy just is an end zone target. He's going to catch touchdowns, and I think it's him and A.J. Green who will continue, as long as they're on the field, be the main options in that passing game.
All right. Corey, are you still as down on this guy as you were?
Yeah, no, I can't.
No shares.
Zero shares, and I wanted it that way.
Okay,
and I'll be fine, and I'll still win with zero shares. I understand what he can do when he's on the field as far as his red zone targets. He's a beast at that, but I don't want to have a situation where I'm banking on this guy to be in my lineup. You got to take him a little bit too high to worry about that.
Okay, let's continue on then. One more time around, gentlemen. The final ADP desk 2017. Corey,
238. No, we don't got to go that deep.
238th quarterback Alex Smith, Kansas City.
No, not going to do that. Okay. What's David Wright number?
David Wright, it's a wrong sport.
Okay.
What's number David five.
Wright? Oh, you can't ask too high up the board. Give me number 71. Celebrate Scott Age.
I will say this: that number five is Odell Beckham Jr. When it was all said and done here on Fantasy Pros, Julio Jones finished being drafted ahead of Odell Beckham Jr. in most parts.
Nice stuff.
Julio 4, Odell 5.
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much, like I stated before, earlier we had the argument about I would draft Julio and want to split him up with Odell. Yeah. I pretty much had him 2A, 2B.
That's the way to do it.
Okay, there you go. You want Scott's age now? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, 71.
All right, Scott's age, which is not 71. Scott's current age.
Just because we're talking Scott's age, he's up 71. On the NFFC, he's Russell Wilson, the 71st player.
That's
the irony.
Would you like 71 or just like
Yeah, give
Scott
me 71.
Page? 71, okay. 71 is, do you have any shares of this tight end then? That's Kyle Rudolph.
You know, I do have one or two Kyle Rudolph shares. I think Matt did a nice job of talking him up. I'm not the biggest fan. I don't like what he did last year, how we were dependent on Kyle Rudolph for all of those years, and he never showed up. And then last year, when nobody's looking, he sneaks in the back door. So that kind of hurt my feelings. But I'm willing to go back. I got two or three shares of Kyle, two shares of Kyle Rudolph, and I'm not upset about that.
Alrighty, Scotty, your final number, please, sir.
Let's go the amount of gray hairs in Corey's beard, 66.
Yeah.
But your hair is all gray. It's so confusing
to me.
It's
all good, Greg.
What number are you going with?
66.
Okay, so that's the number that you've chosen already.
Yeah.
You chose that number already.
Okay. I'll go...
he forgot.
I'll go the number of championships I won before I met Corey. I'll go 33.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's half of 66.
Yeah.
That's Corey's favorite player. That's Isaiah Crowell.
There you go.
Isaiah Crowell. I like Crowell. I got 14th in my current ranks on rotoexperts.com. I think it becomes more interesting with Kaiser in there because maybe they can run some read option, which will help the running game. I'm more optimistic on Kroll than I was, say, 2 months ago. And, yeah, he'll have some scoring opportunities. I'm not comfortable with him as an RB1, but I'm fine with him as an RB2. I think Cleveland definitely be more respectable this year offensively with Kaiser at quarterback.
I think he's okay as an RB1 in the right situation, to be fair. I think, listen,
I'm satisfied.
You start
with
wide receiver. I have no issue with Isaiah Carras, my RB1.
And he's coming out versus that Pittsburgh Steelers run defense that last year was terrible. He gets to go against that defense in week one.
What's the spread in that game?
Everybody's going to be like,
I believe it's like 9.
On Sunday morning, by 2:30 Sunday morning, my Twitter's going to be on fire because everybody's going to be like,
That Steelers defense is better this year, but I still think Crowell can have a pretty good game. TJ Watt's been having a great preseason. They look good in linebacker.
We're going to come back, and when we do, Matt Modica will give us the final number of the season. ADP UIs. It's the Road West for the morning on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In 2016, Scott Engel predicted an impressive second season from Melvin Gordon. Jake Seeley recommended Jordan Howard. Bobby McMahon forecasted a Jay Ajayi breakthrough. George Kurtz saw a big year coming from Matt Ryan. And Joe Galina picked Rashard Matthews as one of his top sleepers. These predictions turned fantasy owners into champions, and the same crew returns this year with more savvy calls in the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package at rotoexperts.com. Don't miss the calls that create winners. Register now and enter free radio at checkout for a special discount.
Up the ADP desk as we hit top of hour number three. Coming up in hour number three, by the way, it's prediction time. We're the prediction business. We're gonna make our picks, playoffs, over unders. We're gonna do it all coming up in hour number three. So get excited for that, gentlemen. Matt Modica, of the final ADP desk number, the final time we talk about this, it goes down to you. What is your final number of 2017?
54.
Number 54 for Studio 54, not Studio 34, which we're in, but Studio 54. That number is quarterback Matt Ryan.
Matty Ice, huh? 54.
There you go. He is, I mean, he's quarterback 4 off the board when it was all settled after the big three.
Yeah, no, look, I was able to get him this weekend in the 8th round and late 7th round in my drafts, and I was more than happy with that. So, look, there is going to be a pullback. Everything just went like, it was like a perfect storm for them last year. I still think they're going to be really good, the Falcons, and they're going to score a lot of points still this season. But, yeah, I mean, if you said 10%, you want to take off the top, I think that's fair.
Okay, and you're totally cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
You're totally cool with that. Obviously, where he's going ADP-wise. Matt Ryan should be expected to have a little bit of a decrease because they had so many touchdowns last year and so much offense last year. Steve Sarkisian, Corey now, the offensive coordinator in Atlanta. It'll be interesting to see how the offense changes.
They said they're going to keep a lot of the things that Kyle Shanahan was doing. Obviously, 2 seasons of that, Matt Ryan got very comfortable with that system. But I would also make note that Steve Sarkisian in college has been known for producing dual 1,000-yard running backs on the same team, and they got 2 of them in Atlanta.
Yeah, they do. We're going to see. I know Jake Seeley is expecting a lot of touchdown regression when it comes to Tevin Coleman.
It makes sense.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
It makes sense
Tony Sincotta has made that point out. He had 11 touchdowns.
Yep. The yards per reception was crazy. The yards after the catch were crazy. We'll see what he can do again. Tevin Coleman?
I'm all over Tevin Coleman. I think right now I have 12 free drafts. I got him on 7 or 8 of them. And guess what? If I go down with the ship, I go down with the ship. He don't have to put up the numbers he had to put up last year as my RB3, so I'm not worried about it.
And he opens against the Bears, too.
He was going to do work against the Bears. He'll score a touchdown this week.
Yeah, we'll see.
I wasn't asking you, Greg. I'm telling you, he's going to score a touchdown this week.
It's possible, I guess. I mean, hope Devontae Freeman scores a touchdown, too.
He probably score one, too.
Actually, you know what? I don't own it. I thought I owned Devontae Freeman. I just don't. I love Devontae Freeman. He's kind of my guy, you know?
Yeah, he's a cool cat.
Yeah, he's definitely a cool dude. You think any Lacey will score a touchdown this weekend?
No, hell no.
I'm just
revenge game.
It is.
Yeah.
Though everyone's talking about Adrian Peterson's revenge game. What about the Eddie Lacy revenge game?
So Scott's Eddie running backs a bum.
Scott's running backs in DFS are going to be Eddie Lacy, Adrian Peterson,
sure. Zay Jones, the wide receiver this week.
No, I'll use Zay, but I won't use the other two.
Why? It's a revenge game. You love the revenge game.
They'll get in the end zone. I don't know how much yardage they'll get.
But you know they get in the end zone. That's probably half the battle, you know?
It is. But, so. You know, I don't think there's a lot of statistical upside in terms of the yardage, though. I'd rather have Tevin Coleman than either one of those guys.
Do you think Matt Hasselbeck will be in the game?
What's that?
Do you think Matt Hasselbeck will be in the
game? Why, because he played for both teams?
Correct. Yeah. That's what I was getting at.
Could be, yeah.
He will not be. He was in some NFL countdown, so he probably won't be. But I was just wondering for that. Matt Hasselbeck, it's like Matt Hasselbeck Bowl, you know? Maybe Mike Holmgren will be there.
Yeah. I was a big Hasselbeck fan.
Well, of course you were. He brought you the first Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. What
didn't they rob them?
What time to be alive?
Didn't they rob them 1 year? Yeah. The strike year, yeah. When referees went on strike.
Yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy. That was wild. That was a crazy game.
Yeah. That was aggravating.
Aggravating? They won.
You're talking about the Hasselbeck Super Bowl?
No, he's talking about the refs in Monday Night Football.
When the refs robbed that game of the Packers on Monday Night Football, the backup referees.
That was the turning point.
Whatever.
Right.
Yeah, they got back on after that next week. After that debacle, the next week, back the referees
3 days
was
later.
Back. Yeah,
Thursday Night Football, they were back.
Yeah, exactly. They was like, you can't let this happen.
That was crazy when they stole that game in the Packers.
They stole that game. That was a wild game. Like, why did the dude change that call like that?
Well, because one ref scoring touchdown, the other one was hanging complete.
Yeah. Yep.
It was crazy, man. That was crazy. And Pete Carroll's all pumped about it, obviously.
I'll take it.
I'm sure you will. All right, we're going to come back. Get the headlines, make some NFL predictions. Hour number three, live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and Fantasy Sports Television Network, comes your way next.